This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. The tabernacle, as described in Exodus 25 and following, was designed to be the focal point in the life of the people of Israel. The cost of the materials alone were significant. The beauty of the gold overlaid furniture in the tabernacle was stunning. The tabernacle always was to be in the center of the people wherever they encamped. Since this is where God chose to dwell, when He wanted them to move, He would have the pillar of fire or cloud rise and move in the direction He wanted them to go. When He wanted them to camp, He stopped, hovering over them as the tabernacle was reassembled. Everything was made in such a way that it was portable. Every detail for taking it down, carrying it when God decided to move, and for reassembling it when God decided to stop is spelled out. Moses prayed in Exodus 33:15 that God's presence would go with them. The tabernacle was the place where His presence was manifest. It was the place where they were to meet God. As I reflected on this, I felt that in our day, we tend not to take seriously enough the privilege of meeting with God, renewing relationship with Him on an ongoing basis, and having Him direct our lives, going forward only when He chooses to go forward, and stopping when He stops. He wants to be in the center of our lives and our churches. When we fail, as the Israelites did, committing idolatry with the golden calf, we need to follow His instructions for renewing our relationship with Him and worshiping Him. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.